Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know, life throws a lot at us. Deadlines, relationships, that ever-present news cycle, it's enough to leave you feeling like you're running on fumes just trying to keep up. But what if I told you there was a way to find a pocket of calm amidst the chaos? A way to cultivate inner peace, even in the midst of life's inevitable storms. That's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindfulness practice and its incredible power to bring serenity into your everyday experience. We're going beyond just trendy buzzwords here, folks. We're talking about practical techniques you can use right now, strategies that have been honed for centuries by wise minds seeking clarity and peace. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the world with a little more calm and a whole lot more focus. First off, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. Think of it like training your inner observer. You're noticing your thoughts, your feelings, your sensations, all of it without getting swept away by them. Like watching clouds drift across the sky. You observe them, they come and go, but you remain grounded. Second, practice makes perfect, or at least progress. Start small. Maybe dedicate 5 minutes each morning to simply focusing on your breath. Feel the cool air as it enters your nostrils, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. It sounds simple, but trust me, those few minutes can set the tone for an entire day. Third, mindfulness isn't just about meditation. It's about bringing that same awareness to everyday activities, washing dishes, taking a walk, even having a conversation. Really engage with each moment fully present. You might be surprised how much richer your experience becomes when you truly tune in. Ever notice how quickly meals disappear when you're scrolling through your phone? Now imagine savoring every bite, paying attention to the textures, the aromas, the flavors. That's mindfulness at work. Fourth, mindfulness isn't about achieving some utopian state of bliss, it's about accepting reality as it is, with all its ups and downs. There will be moments of joy, there will be moments of frustration, and that's perfectly okay. Mindfulness helps us navigate those waves with more grace and resilience. Finally, remember this. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't get discouraged if you find your mind wandering. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic, that ever-present knot of tension tightening in your chest. But instead of letting anger and frustration take over, you practice mindfulness. You focus on your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your abdomen. You observe the sounds around you, the hum of engines, the distant chatter of people. You even notice the scent of exhaust mingling with the faint aroma of blooming flowers from a nearby park. Suddenly, the commute isn't just a mindless ordeal. It's an opportunity to practice presence, to find a sliver of peace amidst the chaos. That's the power of mindfulness that transforms our experience of everyday life, turning mundane moments into opportunities for growth and serenity. So, remember these key takeaways. Cultivate inner awareness. Start small with daily practice. Bring mindfulness into all your activities. Embrace the ups and downs of life. And most importantly, be patient with yourself on this journey. Finding inner peace isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal. It's about cultivating a sense of calm and clarity in the midst of life's ever-changing landscape. And that starts with you, right here, right now. Go out there, practice mindfulness, and let me know how it changes your day. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little more peace in their lives. After all, the world needs more mindful humans. Until next time, keep seeking that inner calm and keep building strength, simplicity, and focus. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.